for Glenn Miller and his orchestra as we aim a salute at the United States Army base at Trinidad. Before Glenn Miller and his gang fire the first musical shot, all of us here want to pay our respects to your commanding officer, Brigadier General Ralph Talbot, Jr., your officers, and all you guys to whom we're very grateful. Please consider yourselves respected, thanked, and now saluted as Glenn Miller starts with rolling with Marion, Tex, and the Moliners singing Dear Arabella.
Slipped your mind, Glenn has done up a little piece to cover your whole day. Capsule Reveille, remember? After all, we know where you are. So I thought it might be interesting to let you know that we're in the Café Rouge at the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York City, where Glenn and his orchestra are playing an engagement. To keep these program notes straight, the vocal in the last number was done by Ray Everly. At this point, we bring in more of the cast, introducing Marion Hutton, Tex Beneke, and the four modern heirs. Five boys and a girl will get together on Chattanooga Choo Choo from Glenn's movie, Sun Valley Serenade. The Volga Boatman is a tune that was originally put together for all the baritones and bass singers who didn't manage to get into a barbershop quartet. I know you've heard it before, but I don't think you've heard Glenn Miller's special arrangement of it without baritone. Here it is. Thank you. Down south, we'd like to have you meet the guy that's giving the party, Glenn Miller. Say hello, Glenn.
Hello, Army, down in Trinidad.
How does it feel to be away from that instrument and talking?
Well, I'm a little out of breath right at the moment. One of the guests just came up and said, didn't see why we were broadcasting. We could open a window. They could hear it down there. It was that loud.
Well, I think that's fine. Glenn, I want you to particularly tell the boys about the Sunset Serenade thing and the offer you make on recordings and radios given away to Army Post.
Well, it's a little idea we cooked up about 2 or 3 months back and have been doing. We select 5 camps each week throughout the country. And the minute they're selected, we give them 50 records of outstanding American artists. And they're not all our own, Alan.
Well, that's a nice thing. I think that's...
I want to point that out. Then the camp, in turn, selects their favorite tune. They write them into us. And on our Sunset Serenade, we play the 5 tunes that those camps select.
Yeah, now, I want to tell the boys that this program comes to them between 9 and 10 on Sunday morning.
Yes, I've yes, heard it's a little delayed from
yes,
what it is.
Delayed from ordinary.
I see. Well, now the public is asked to write in, that is the civilian population up
yes.
here, is supposed to write in and pick their favorite of the 5 tunes that we play. The general public picks, decides the camp to which we send this combination radio and phonograph. And last week, I might add, that I got this little 4-way tie, and I got stuck for 4 radios. You know?
Oh, well, a very fine thing.
I know you feel very sorry, don't you, Al?
I do, too. That breaks my heart.
Yeah,
let's go over that once again so those directions are clear. What do the boys down in Trinidad have to do now?
Well, first place, they'll have to be selected.
Yeah.
And
as one of your group of 5
that's
camps.
Right. Yeah. Well, they're picked at random throughout
yeah.
the country. We try and pick a big camp of... Little Bitty Camp and the Mama Camp, the Papa Camp, you know what I mean?
You're like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You know. Well, anyway, there are 5 varied sized camps.
Yeah.
And the minute that we select them, we ship right out 50 records, currently popular records,
yeah.
by all the artists that they can think of, probably. And in turn, the camp is supposed to send us their favorite tune. We play that tune on our salute.
Yeah.
And the tune that the public picks of those 5 tunes designates the camp to which we send this combination phonograph and radio.
Well, thank you, Glenn. I think that's very generous, and I hope that the boys down there participate and that they want the camp selected.
Well, I think we can probably arrange it to have them selected, you know.
Well, grand, yes. We'll have to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
And now suppose we have a once-over lightly of that version of yours of Keep 'Em Flying.
That's
how about
all
that?
All right, Alan. Here we go. Thank you.
gentlemen, is the hardest indoor puffing and blowing you'll ever hear. Now that you've started, don't stop, Glenn. How about some of that bird and flower music? You know, that boy and girl music? I think down there in Trinidad, they'd like to hear Ray and the Modernaires tell us about The One I Love. Does his next tune, we'd like to take time out to have you hear from one of your own. We take great pleasure at this time in introducing General Irving Phillipson, Commanding General of the 2nd Corps Area.
Whenever Trinidad is mentioned, my thoughts revert to the brief but very interesting and instructive visit that I was privileged to make to that southern outpost of the Windward Group of the Lesser Antilles last summer. And I hasten to extend my regards and best wishes to Sir Hubert Young, the governor, and the Brigadier General Ralph Talbot, commanding the United States troops, for the innumerable courtesies and gracious hospitality they so generously extended. Unless my listeners at home are familiar with conditions in Trinidad and the circumstances incident to establishing a United States base in a British possession, I doubt my ability to convey to them, in the few brief moments available to me, any adequate conception of the situation there. Similarly, to my comrades in Trinidad, who may be listening in, the information received from home can well be confusing. But in one important regard, there is no cause for misunderstanding nor concern. I refer to the deep and unfailing interest and pride of the American people in their soldiers garrisoning the Atlantic bases, of which this broadcast is only one of the many evidences. Unfortunately, because of the very nature of the situation, it was necessary from the beginning to obscure much in a fog of secrecy, to which seemingly matters of public interest, regarding which there was not the slightest necessity for concealment, sometimes failed to penetrate. On the other hand, details regarding which secrecy had been prescribed, had been reported in the public press before the raising of the veil of secrecy was officially known to us. As a result, it has been difficult to say just what can be told and what cannot be told. However, such matters have in no way dimmed the ardor or diminished the efforts of the many patriotic men and women who are endeavoring by every legitimate means at hand to contribute to the welfare, the comfort, and the contentment of our soldiers on outpost duty. So much has been proposed and accomplished that I could not begin to enumerate all here. At the same time, the War Department and its agencies charged with the administration and supply of the bases are striving with every means at their command to furnish to the garrisons concerned whatever they need at the time and in the form they want it. That there are many difficulties involved, you all well know. Such difficulties are being taken in stride and are being overcome as rapidly as the conditions inherent to each situation permit. So I am very happy tonight for the opportunity to address these few words of friendship and camaraderie to the fine officers and men of the Army of the United States stationed in that southern bastion of our canal defenses, Trinidad. Our thoughts and hopes and efforts are for you always, and this applies with equal emphasis to all patriotic Americans.
Tonight's session with Glenn Miller and his orchestra, addressed to our Army base in Trinidad. We hope it's been fun and that we meet over these airways soon again. Glenn was playing for you from the Cafe Rouge at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City, but we wish you'd write when you do to the American Hour, International Division, National Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York. Incidentally, the commas and pauses and interruptions were done with great pleasure by Alan Breskin. So long, soldier.
Glenn Miller was heard on this program through the courtesy of Liggett & Myers, makers of Chesterfield cigarettes. The salute to the Trinidad Army Base was a presentation of the National Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York. If you've enjoyed this salute to the men of the Trinidad base and are serving at a military or naval base other than Trinidad, perhaps you would like a program dedicated to your particular base.